Former Vice President Kamala Harris says she will not run for California governor next year, taking a pass on a try at succeeding Democrat Gavin Newsom. So what's she going to do? Here's NPR White House correspondent Deepa Shivram.
Since Kamala Harris lost the election to now President Trump back in November, there's been a lot of speculation on what her next moves would be. Those close to Harris said she was weighing running for governor of her home state of California, running for president in 2028, or something else entirely. In a statement released Wednesday afternoon, Harris took one of those options off the table. She says, quote, "I love this state, its people, and its promise. It is my home. But after deep reflection, I've decided that I will not run for governor in this election." Harris, who now lives in L.A., has largely been absent from the public eye since Trump's inauguration in January. In April, when the Trump administration hit its 100-day mark, Harris gave a speech in San Francisco, slamming Trump for his tariff policies and warning of a crisis of unchecked executive power.
That is a crisis that will eventually impact everyone. Because it would mean that the rules that protect our fundamental rights and freedoms, that ensure each of us has a say about how our government works, will no longer matter.
Harris has been posting on social media and been involved in Democratic fundraising emails, but that speech in April remains the only major public remarks she's made. In her statement Wednesday, though, Harris still left the door open for a future political run, so it's possible she runs for president in 2028. It's likely to be a crowded race for Democrats, with contenders like Newsom and former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who have more frequently been making the case against Republicans. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.